The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. If you were not listening in the previous segment, it is so good to be back behind the microphone again. Joy and I slipped away for a little bit of vacation. In fact, the longest vacation we have taken in a long time. And we just are so very, very grateful for the opportunity to get away, to be refreshed, just to enjoy each other's company. As with most of you. Last year was a tough year. It was for us, as I know it was for most of you. And we were ready to get away. So I am very, very grateful for all of the staff there at WRFD that made it possible. My guest hosts that filled in for 2 weeks. Thank you to all of them. And thank you to our listeners. Thank you. It is wonderful, however, to be back. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Got all kinds of things to talk about today, but I would love to hear from any of you in the audience that have gotten your COVID-19 vaccination. I'd just like to hear about the experience. I'd love to hear your reasoning. Why did you go ahead and do it? Because a whole lot of people are saying, not me. I'm not getting that vaccine. No. I'd love to hear from those of you who have. I'd like to know the thought process you went through. Then I'd also like to know about the process. How difficult was it? Where did you go? What did you have to go through? And then finally, and probably most importantly, did you have any side effects? Any adverse reaction? A very, very small portion of the population are having some bad reactions. So I'd love to hear from you. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I want to wade into this next story very, very carefully, very cautiously, and I hope and pray very sympathetically, but there is something to learn. Many of you know the name Frederick Casey Price. Frederick Price, Bishop Price, pastor of a huge megachurch in California. He has been a televangelist for many, many, many years, and I am absolutely certain that thousands of people have come to faith in Christ because of Fred Price's ministry. And I want to make that clear that I acknowledge that fully. Well, he has passed away, and he passed away from COVID. He was 89 years old. He had battled COVID for about a month in the hospital. Now, the first thing I want to say is my deepest sympathy to his family. I mean, anyone's death is tragic. 89 years old. But I must make a couple of comments. Fred Price was a word faith preacher. Word faith, word of faith, name it and claim it, prosperity gospel preacher. And one of the most prominent word faith preachers in America. Now, what is one of the hallmarks of the word faith preachers? You don't get sick. If you have enough faith, you don't get sick. And if you do get sick, You just speak words of faith and you will always be healed. If you have enough faith, you will always be healed. Well, just last week, before Frederick Price died, televangelist Kenneth Copeland decided that it was his responsibility to let the world know he was not going to die. Here's what he said. This is what Kenneth Copeland said. The first time I heard Fred Price in person was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He ran onto the platform and shouted, "I am ready, Freddie. What a man of God. What a man of faith and power." Now, here's what I want you to hear. I don't believe this disease can kill him. We as a family and ministry are standing strong for Apostle Frederick Price. Can I repeat that? I don't believe this disease can kill him. About a week before he actually passed away, one of his family, I believe it was his son, said publicly, his dad's going to conquer this thing. This was a disease, and his dad was going to conquer it. He was absolutely positive. Well, he died. Now, here's where, I want to be very, very sensitive. Here is the danger of false doctrine. Now, I think most of what Frederick Price preached was true. He preached the gospel. He told people how to get saved. And we can all rejoice in that. And we can thank God for the people who accepted Christ as Savior through many, many years of ministry. But he also preached very strongly, if you have enough faith, you will always be healed. If you have enough faith, you will always be wealthy and healthy. Well, here's the problem. People die. Good people die. Faithful people die. Preachers die. People of great faith die. We live in a fallen world. Now, do I believe that God miraculously and supernaturally heals? Absolutely, I do. And I've said this many times. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know I believe this. I have seen God wonderfully, miraculously heal. But God doesn't always choose to heal. And when you have been taught falsely that disease will never kill you, that if you get a disease, if you get sick, if you simply espouse words of faith, if you just say the right words and have enough faith, then you will always be healed. I am reminded of a portion of scripture that I brought to your attention. I think it's been about 3 weeks ago in Daniel chapter 3. This portion of scripture has absolutely captivated my mind and heart. For weeks, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told, if you don't bow down to the gold statue that the king had made, if you do not worship it, you will be thrown into a fiery furnace. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to the king, "King, we're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of the fiery furnace. We know that our God can deliver us." We know that. And they did know that their God was big enough, great enough to deliver them. But then in verse 18, I believe it is, they said, but if not. This is the one part of scripture that the word faith preachers omit. And it's dangerous because when you are told that if you just have enough faith, you will always be healed. What if you're not healed? What if that is not God's plan? What if that is not God's purpose? And the person dies or you die. then the assumption is you didn't have enough faith. God didn't love you. God has cursed you. And that is not true. I send sympathy to the family of Frederick Price. I do. But what he taught about sickness and faith was not biblical. And sadly, his death is an illustration of that. God can heal. God does heal. But if not, we still praise him. We still give him glory, and he is still a God of love and grace and mercy.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It's 22 minutes after the top of the hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, we've got a phone call. I asked our listeners, hey, have you gotten the vaccine? What did you go through the process of deciding yes, no, whatever? Have you had any side effects? Well, to tell us about his experience, we've got Jack in Logan. Hey, Jack. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Hello, Pastor Bob. I'm so glad
Hello,
you had a
Jack.
Wonderful vacation.
Oh, Jack, it has been wonderful. Thank you so very, very much. I appreciate it. All right, first of all, I want to know,
what
was your thought process in deciding whether or not to get the vaccine?
Well, for one thing, almost 50 years I've had COPD, so I've depended on pharmaceutical companies to get me through life.
Wow.
And you know, you're always apprehensive, but you've got to have faith in the Lord to direct you, and praying for direction. And like you spoke about Daniel 3, and the faith in your fellow man and the faith in the pharmaceutical companies to do the right thing.
And now,
I just knew that I needed to get the vaccine and then when I discovered folks that were near and dear to me that were suffering with the COVID and how they suffered, and then some of them that ultimately passed away, I knew there was no decision to make, that I definitely was going to get the vaccine.
Well, with COPD, you would be at very high risk, right? With COVID?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now,
thankful,
all right, tell me.
For the... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I want to
hear your
story. Pharmaceutical companies have got me through these many years and enabled me to go ahead and work, go to college, and take care of my family, and certainly been blessed. I've certainly been blessed. And like Paul, I prayed for healing thrice and more. But like God said, you've got to be my witness in spite of your illness.
Well, and sometimes because of our illness, we can use that as an opportunity to witness. Now, Jack, what was the process you had to go through to actually get the vaccine?
I just gave my health department a call. My physician had said he would call. I didn't hear from him. So I just called the health department to see if they were available yet. I'm in my mid-70s, so they gave me an appointment. I went in. They had a room full of chairs, and they had three nurses giving the vaccine. We were given the shot. 20 minutes later, we were free to go. And I was a little lethargic for about a day and a half. No fever, no cough, no other symptoms at all. And I pray that I influence someone that might be on the fence today to go ahead and get the vaccine, call their doctor, or I know where it's available.
All right. Now, have you had the second shot yet?
I'm awaiting the second shot in March.
Okay.
I have two more days until I'm 50%. I've got a 50% chance of catching the virus, or a 50% chance of not catching it.
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize it was that long between the shots. I thought it was like, 2 weeks. So you're going to get it some. Okay, 30 days. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate your firsthand report, because I know a lot of people desperately want it and they can't get it. I would imagine it's probably a little easier in Logan than it is in Columbus.
Possibly. I know there weren't many vaccines available to begin with. We'd only received like 100. Was it January they first came available?
Yeah.
There were only 100 available, so I didn't call until late January. And they said, come on, we've got you an appointment. Come on down.
All right. All right. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and all your listeners, and I pray that in some way that I've helped them to make a decision.
I think you have, Jack. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it. All right. Here's the bottom line, folks. This is a decision you have to make for yourself in consultation with the people that you trust. Okay? Now, I realize a lot of people don't want any kind of vaccine. They're completely anti-vaxxers, and that's okay if that's what you really believe and so forth. I have said this, Joy and I, when we get back to Ohio, we are planning on getting the vaccine as soon as possible. And the reason, our personal physician has recommended it. Our personal physician is if you're a physician, you're a scientist. I trust this man. He's a godly man. He's a brother in Christ. He does his homework. He stays away from the extremes. And I trust his counsel. He knows far more about this than I do. And he is recommending very strongly that Joy and I both get the vaccine. So, I have read, probably a dozen articles on why not to get the vaccine. I've read a bunch of articles about why we should. But here's the important thing. Don't be judging other people concerning their decision. This is a very personal decision. And my advice, my counsel to you is find someone you trust, a medical authority, a doctor, question them, get your questions answered, and then make a wise, intelligent decision. That's what being an LTD is all about. All right, when we come back, tragic, tragic, tragic story to share with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.